This is Stoner Chat. Hello, and welcome to another Stoner Chat with me, your host, Everett Hervey. My special guest today, King Ed.
Ed King.
Special Ed.
From way back.
Ed, man, you just got back from China.
Sure did.
Tell me about China, man. Anything crazy happened?
Oh, well, yeah, a lot of things crazy happened there.
Fantastic, because otherwise we wouldn't have much of a show.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Woo, man. Well, let's see. I thought I was going to eat some dog, but I didn't eat any dog, I don't think. But okay. I ate some jellyfish.
Jellyfish? How's that?
Bad.
Bad? Okay.
But I ate a lot of food, different food. They had all the ducks would come out, and their heads would still be on the ducks, and the chickens would still have the heads on and stuff. But some of it was good. Some of it was bad.
Did you go through a bit of was there culture shock at all?
Well, I was remember walking down the street and thinking, you know, I'm the only person here. I can't talk to any of these people.
Right.
Because they all speak Chinese. I mean, I was the only white guy there.
Right.
We were walking down the street. I got this shirt.
I love your shirt. See, y'all can't see this. Ed is wearing a shirt. Now, is that Chairman Mao?
Chairman Mao.
Ed is wearing a shirt with Chairman Mao on it. Black shirt, picture, profile of Chairman Mao. Yeah. And it's got some Chinese writing on it, which I assume says Chairman Mao.
Or
white guy bought this shirt or something.
But, the thing about the shirt, man, is an extra, extra, extra large shirt.
Let's be clear.
About 190 pounds.
Yeah, let's be clear on this. Ed is about 190 pounds, and he's wearing an extra, extra, extra large shirt.
Yes, and his skin tied in.
That is freaking awesome, dude.
Hadn't even been washed, so.
Was that hard to find?
Craziness, huh?
Was that hard to find?
Well, it was. We went to our factories in Changshu. We went to Shuzhou, which is... Chengshu was 1.3 million, small town.
Okay.
Shuzhou was 6.3 million.
Okay.
Medium. Then we went to Shanghai.
Okay.
17 million people.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw one of these in Shuzhou, and I didn't pick it up, but I saw one in Shanghai, and I had to pick it up.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of expensive. It was almost like 20 bucks.
Right on.
You could, I got a Chairman Mao watch I didn't bring. And I got a thing, it was like less than 10 bucks, and it has him have them wave in his hand like this.
Are you serious? On the watch?
Yes, on the watch.
Oh, that's dope.
You got to wind it up, and it's about, you know, it's an inch thick. It's thick, but I got it for $5 because I talked the guy down. He wanted like 10 bucks for it. No, well, it was about 15 bucks for it.
You're going to get some... We live in North Carolina. I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to get some comments about that shirt. Do you know about the weird product thing that's going on in North Carolina? Now, I'm working on doing a little investigating on this. I haven't gotten anything confirmed yet, but I've noticed a couple of products that have blatant anti-China messages on them, and they're both from North Carolina. One of them is this juice that they sell up at the corner store by my house, which is actually pretty good. It's muscadine grape juice. It's a little sweet, but it's pretty good.
Like alcohol.
Yeah.
Fortified wine.
Yeah, fortified wine, but completely non-alcoholic.
What?
Yeah, it's just straight up muscadine grape juice. And on the front of the label in big block letters, it says, not from China, made in Carolina.
Oh my God.
Now, the other one, I saw that and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, dude. Tried your juice, okay, it's pretty good. Move on. Then I was in, okay, let's just say a hardware store. I'm going to probably bleep that out. So the other one was I was in a hardware store, and I picked up a thing of thread tape, like for plumbing tape.
Yeah.
Okay. And on the thing where it usually says...
They had bad plumbing tape in China.
I'm not... Actually, this stuff is pretty good.
Well, no, the ones that in
really?
China was bad.
Really?
Yeah, because I had to use a lot of it, and it was different than ours, for
sure. Well, the thing is, where it normally would say made in China, it says no China. And that product was also manufactured in North Carolina.
I'll tell you one thing. You might say anything about their political. Those people were the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Really?
I felt like a Muslim and I died and went to heaven. we were at a... yeah, I'll tell you.
Were the Chinese throwing virgins at you?
Well, it felt like it.
Goddamn! That's got to be offensive to someone. I like it.
Well, you know, we've got these production girls, you know. And I swear, I had a picture of them. They look like they're about 15, 16. They say, oh, no, we're 22. You know, they're 15 years old. But then we took them all out the last night we were there, and we got hammered. And I'll tell you, it cost $200, and we drank as much as we possibly could. But I'll tell you what, we drank a little drink, and them girls would pour wine back right into our glass. Yeah. No lie. I mean, they're all sweet. You know, you never get that from American girl, would you?
No. No, probably not.
Hell no.
Well, it depends. Were they prostitutes?
No.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking.
No,
okay.
Yeah, I went there.
See, I don't know what a production girl is. I thought maybe that was a euphemism.
No. That's the girls from the factory.
Oh, okay.
We are exporting jobs over there.
Right.
Our factory.
I think we can all agree that we are exporting jobs.
Yeah, but I have a good time while we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went over there. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get me a $2 hooker, and just hang out with that. But those girls are virtuous. All of them were very virtuous. The ones in the hotel were gorgeous.
Right.
But they were very virtuous and sweet. So I think my buddy hooked up one day.
Right on.
Okay, this is a dilemma I have.
Okay.
A little bit of a paradoxical thing. I think it's a funny joke, but some bleeding hearts might think it was cruel. I just want some opinion.
Okay,
all right.
Get some
feedback on this. So, the Chinese word for thank you is xie.
Sure.
Xie.
Yep.
So we're walking down the street and the beggars would come up with their cups of change in there, and so I reached in there and went xie ni and tried to grab a bunch of change.
God damn.
I knew you'd hate that.
Well, it's a little cold hearted. Yeah. A little cold hearted.
Oh man, I couldn't even get a laugh out of that one.
Yeah.
Maybe you edit that one.
No, I'll probably leave it in. Well, you know what? If you'd like to comment on... no, I'm just kidding. I should set up an email.
I've names here that will comment on it, but I'm not going to.
I should set up an email address.
Just to put a little bit more on that, I got that idea from a priest. I used to go to church. And it was kind of a variation on theme. He'd say, if a beggar came up to you, say, ask them for a dollar first, and then they won't ask you for a dollar. See, that was a variation on the theme. Just little thoughts to ponder.
Out of curiosity, did you actually take the money, or did you just reach for it?
I don't want to take the money. I don't want to go to Johnny's prison. Are you fucking kidding me? Damn, dude. No, I'm not that bad. He was pissed off, but you know what?
Yeah.
I was just having fun. And then, continuation on a theme.
Okay.
Just talking about shitting in the grocery store.
Sure, yeah, we were talking about shitting in the grocery store.
Well, I was walking down downtown Shanghai about 10 o'clock, down kind of an alley. The alley I bought the shirt.
Okay.
But, it felt safe there.
Change this to shit chat.
Shit chat.
That's hard to say, dude. That sounds... I don't want to offend anybody. Harv would like to apologize if the following statement offends Chinese people or people that have defecated in the streets in China.
But that's how I guess I gave it away. I looked to my right, there he was.
Yeah.
Old man, shitting in the street.
Yeah.
But they had the little babies, they didn't wear diapers, so they'd just go on the street too. But then the street people would come, street cleaners would clean it up.
Do you think shit chat's a word in Chinese? Shit chat? No. Harv would like to apologize if the word shit-chat is in fact a word in any language and in fact may be deemed offensive. All right, so.
What else went on? Oh, man, there's a ton of stuff I could tell you about. I played guitar on stage at the hotel.
Sweet.
That was good. Saw the second world's tallest building. I was walking down the street and they had fried soft-shell crabs. I said, well... I love soft shell crabs.
Sweet.
I'm getting one. $2. Crunch. It was hard shell crab. Fried hard shell crab. They're freer in some ways more than we are. I'm sure I didn't see the hard communist rule.
Well, no, go ahead. Explain.
Well, they didn't drive cars. There's cars on the road, yes. Mm-hmm. But of a city of 1.3
big bicycle
90%
town, right?
Of them. No, not bicycles. They're really? Electric scooters.
Okay.
And you can pick one up for $150 U.S. But they're electric scooters. You have a few bicycles, a few motorcycles, a few mopeds. But what are we talking about? Oh, the safety thing. But they wouldn't wear helmets. They'd wear face shields. Somebody said, face first, brain later.
Face first, brain later.
They didn't put, stuff like that. Like, we went to this garden where these towers were, and those uneven rocky ledges, but they didn't have safety gates up and stuff to keep you off. If you fail, it's on your ass.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. No seat belts, which was a bad thing. We're driving to Shanghai. Hey, y'all want to see a wreck? look up, red guy right there. Everybody's just passing by. Horrible. All every day you saw a wreck. They're horrible drivers.
Really?
I mean, we don't realize how safe we are in the U.S. They are just... I've been in the other lane many times driving in a taxi. Just a few times I took a taxi.
Wow. I'm
scared.
Now, would you... If you could have driven in China, would you have tried to drive in China, or would you trust the cabbie who would happily drive in the other lane?
Man, get a damn thing for $150 and have a good time. But I don't think they would let me do. I'll do it for a little.
I mean, you probably need like a Chinese driver's license.
And I would probably drive like an American. They'd all laugh at me and stuff, and I'd probably get hit for driving like an American. I know. I was thinking, I'll get one of those for here, but people like throw shit at you and stuff. Yeah. You drive one here.
A Vespa. Did you break down eating American food while you were there?
Oh, hell yeah. The best food I had was at the Chinese factory.
Yeah.
It was, had tofu. I didn't eat tofu, but it had a lot of good vegetables and had either fish or pork, and it was very tasty.
Sweet.
And then, but some big hotshot executive came in, and so he started ordering pizza and KFC, Papa John's.
Yeah.
And something else we ordered too, as a U.S. But yeah, it was the best hamburger at McDonald's I've ever eaten in my life.
That's what people tell me.
Really?
Yeah, people tell me they
they are fucking good.
They use a better beef.
Well, I don't know if it's better. I don't know what it is. I think they gave a shit about making it, maybe.
It could have been.
That's what I think it is. Maybe. I don't know. That's the impression I got.
Or maybe it's geared for different taste buds. Maybe they season it slightly differently.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a McCurry?
Yeah, India, maybe.
Well, it's either India or England. It's it's a fast food Indian food. I'd probably try it. I love a curry.
Yeah, the plane flight was 15 hours.
God damn, 3D, man.
At least I got the window. Some people like the aisle, some people like the window. I like the window.
Damn.
Lay there and watch this.
15 hours.
That's just from Detroit. And it was culture shock coming back from China to U.S. and going into Detroit. To all the offensive people in the North, it was horrible. The people there were just crass.
Yeah, Harv would like to apologize if any of the following statements offend any people from the North.
Yeah, it was that hurt me. Atlanta was a little better, and then came back here to North Carolina, a little better.
Right on.
Detroit was a culture shock.
was Detroit more of a culture shock than China?
Oh, yes! I was embarrassed to be a U.S. citizen.
Going wow.
My buddy with me almost got in a fight with a TSA agent. I was like, oh my God, I could not believe this. The guy was there yelling at us, put your computer over here and your bags over here. If you have large electronics, put them over here. My buddy goes, I have an electric razor. Is that a large electronics? I was like, oh my God.
Oh, God damn it. Don't be a dick to the TSA. You want to wind up in 5 hours worth of bullshit? Be addicted to the TSA.
And I got into it too. I said something to him too. After 15 hours, you're right. Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. let me tell you, dude, man, have you ever had Chinese wine? I know you have.
Chinese wine? Yeah, actually, did you say Chinese wine?
Yes, yeah, it's liquor. It's liquor.
Yeah. Would it by any chance be like this? Okay. Because I've had fire water.
This is like, it was 45% alcohol, so 90 proof,
Yeah,
you think big deal, Well, whatever. This shit is like mixing gin and Jägermeister together.
Good.
Oh my God, dude. And it was a...
Jägermeister.
Like we're drinking that at that party I talked to earlier. Right. Talked about earlier. We were fucked up. My buddy was ralphing in the back. Oh. But the whole thing is, I'll tell you this, we went out and drank as much as we can, about 7 people, twice, and it was like $100.
Pepsi's
are 35 cents and stuff, so it's all relative. They're only getting paid maybe $1.50 an hour. It's relative,
Right.
So, I don't know. The people there are great. I'm sure people have ideological differences on everything, but people there are great.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Fuck yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, dude. It's a working thing, but at least you had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. But this dude, middle management came in and took us out. And he had a good time. He didn't drink any, but me and my other partner, man, we were pounding the whole time. He liked the drinks. So we were
He was probably taking notes, mental notes on all y'all.
Well, I'm sure he was. I hope I didn't make too bad of an impression when I pulled that money out of that beggar's child. I got a laugh out of you, fucker.
All right. All right, yeah. Well, I was more thinking about your... I didn't realize your boss was there when you did it. That gets a laugh out of me.
Why do I do stuff like that? Why am I doing this? I don't want to just regret this.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, I've had a good response about the Stoner Cast. Oh, well, hell yeah, man. Well, I appreciate you participating.
Yeah, that's fun.
And we would like to thank Podbean.com for hosting this podcast. Forgot to do that last time. Uh-oh. And I guess I'll let you get to work. And thanks again, dude.
My pleasure.
All right. Shishini. We're out of here. Stoner Chat would like to thank Podbean.com for hosting this podcast. Stoner Chat is available for free download at the iTunes Store.